Hello, and welcome to Articulated Thought. My name is Colin, and I'm excited for this episode because it's the reason that I am doing this podcast as we speak and continue to do it every single day. It's basically the idea that it doesn't really matter whether what you think is shitty is shitty. It only matters that you put something out into the world. And yes, you can have taste, you can have preference, you can improve or become worse at your craft, but it doesn't really matter in the end. What matters is, will it help someone else? And even if this show helps one person, just one person, and I know it's helping more than that because I'm up to like about 6 daily listeners. So the topic I am talking about is this idea of writer's block. It is a made-up idea. So the reason that I think writer's block is a made-up idea is because it's essentially like what people call writer's block is actually the fear of putting their writing into the world. And now, I'm applying this to my podcast because even though I'm not necessarily writing this podcast, but I think about it every day. I'm at the point where I don't think about doing it. It's something that I am doing every single day, no matter what. Usually I do it in the morning. I had a dental appointment and I wasn't able to do it until 6:30 in the afternoon, but it doesn't matter because I knew that I was going to do it. And whether or not it was shitty or not, whether or not it was good, whether or not I got one listener, I don't care. It really doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is the fact that I am putting something out. I am putting my soul into a piece of media every single day. And I'll expand on this idea. So basically there's this idea that all we need to be doing, because we have this, like no other time in history, we have this really special, we have something really special available to us. And the thing that's special is that we can create media and have really small audiences. And we can have some really small audiences because we have so many different kinds of media, but also different kinds of fans and different kinds of people that listen to what we do. And so what's great about having a small audience is, for example, when you have a large audience, you have these expectations about what you need to do. There's like this whole storyline. There needs to be a production level of like a certain level of production and like a certain amount of money, a certain amount of people filling the seats every day. And I don't need that. Me right now, I don't care. I only need one person or two people listening to my podcast every day. And that's satisfying. Actually, I don't even need that. I could be making this entirely for myself and I would be satisfied. I'm going to rework it in my head. Okay, so the thing that we need to focus on instead of focusing on being famous or being really amazing at your craft, like you're not going to write a book and it's going to be and make it a New York bestseller like the first time. Like you're going to have some shitty writing, you're going to have some good writing, you're going to have some great writing. And the thing you have to do is instead of allowing yourself to be like, I'm writing really horribly, I'm going to stop. No, you keep going. You keep writing horribly. You keep making the worst writing that you've ever made in your whole life. And then in 20 minutes, you may make a couple different sentences that you're like, wow, I'm really glad I didn't just stop. Like it's this idea that we have to allow ourselves to be horrible at something so that we can get good at it. And that's what I'm personally trying to do. It's something that I've lived in fear of my whole life. And it's something that I'm passionate about overcoming in a modality of different ways. In a lot of different ways. And I'm excited to allow myself to be a kid, to be a noob, to be whatever it is that I need to be so that I can get the bad writing out, so that I can get to the good writing, so that I can get to the good filming, so that I can get to be a good editor and a good podcaster, so that I can have 100,000 listeners every day. Like, whatever the case is, we need to be making the bad stuff. We need to be learning. We need to be in your closet like I am right now, with my computer on my lap and attached to my phone, creating a podcast with a snowball mic and learning how to make podcasts from scratch. And it's the most exciting thing I've ever done, like in my own personal experience. And I hope that you can find something like that for your own self, where you can just suck, where you can just really suck at what you're doing and just keep sucking until you're good. Keep sucking, keep writing the horrible, horrible poems and verses until you find a way to do it well. I made an episode recently about echo chambers. And I'm going to tie that into this because there's this idea that, like, what we focus on kind of materializes in the world. Whether you believe it or not, it happens to me every single day. And so what I've been focusing on is finding the things that I can be horrible at so that I can not be horrible at it in the future. I feel like I'm in high school. I feel like I'm starting from nothing, but I feel like a way bigger version of myself. I feel much smarter than I did in high school. I feel much more capable, and I feel like I'm allowing myself to not be a cool kid and to, like, really just absorb what it is I can to learn fully in everything that I'm doing. So in the echo chamber idea is, like, create your own echo chamber where you find the things that you want to study, find the things that allow you to be horrible at them, but are actually kind of fun to be horrible at, and, like, keep going with it and evolve it. And, like, maybe you won't like a certain kind of thing that you're doing, but maybe it'll allow you to find the thing that you actually want to do that is kind of in the same vein. So my biggest suggestion is just go fucking suck. Like, go suck at everything that you can do and go fail better and allow yourself to just be the worst that you can be so that you can later be the best that you can be. And I'm not trying to be super motivational right now, but this topic is honestly like it put it into words for me. And so what my goal is with this podcast is essentially I'm trying to talk about things that nobody else talks about. I'm not there yet, obviously, but I'm going to find the magic in this vein of conversation and find it with other people and really like make it so that everybody who is on the same vibration as me wants to listen to this and really embraces the words that I'm speaking. And so I hope you find the same thing, and I hope you have a wonderful day.